You're Amazing, written by Marianne Raber, illustrated by David Wright. Spring had arrived on the McGregor farm, and Mother Duck was proudly sitting on her 6 eggs. Carefully huddling the eggs together under her, she wondered how much longer she would need to wait before welcoming 6 beautiful little ducklings into the world. Proudly, she would inspect her eggs a few times a day, but not even the unusually large egg showed any sign of change. Then it happened. One by one, the eggs began to crack, and the sweetest-looking ducklings appeared. Each one chirped loudly at the brightness that had so rudely interrupted their once safe world within the shell. Wobbling a little, they stretched up into the glorious sunlight. All the eggs had hatched except the large one, which still lay silently in the nest. Although worried, Mother Duck patiently cared for the only remaining egg, while the now very active little ducklings jumped and rolled and fought and explored around her. An old hen came past to inspect the new arrivals.
"What beautiful ducklings!" she cackled
in her very high-pitched voice.
"But why are you still in the nest?"
"I have this one egg remaining that will soon be hatched," Mother Duck replied, trying to hide her concern.
"Throw it out!" scoffed the old hen. "It's a mistake. It will never amount to anything."
Despite her doubts, Mother Duck continued to sit on the egg, as something told her not to give up hope. How delighted she was when one day the egg cracked. Only, to her surprise, a very strange-looking duckling emerged.
"Oh my, but you are a very odd-looking duckling, dear," Mother Duck exclaimed.
The ducklings chirped their agreement as they rolled around the nest, unable to contain their laughter.
"He's so ugly," they chuckled.
Now, little ones, I'm sure he's going to be a very good swimmer.
Look at those big feet," said Mother Duck, trying to reassure him. "We'll call you Oddy." The next day, the ducklings lined up behind their mother and waddled down to the river for their first swimming lesson. On their way, they passed a group of wild ducks who were enjoying the morning sunshine.
"Ha ha ha ha," they laughed. "That's the ugliest duckling we ever saw."
Oddy felt hurt and hung his head in shame. Mother Duck quickly came alongside him, saying, "There, there, sweetie, we'll visit the farmyard tomorrow. You'll like it there." One by one, they splashed into the cool water and began to swim. Just as she had suspected, Oddy was a very good swimmer. The following morning, bright and early, the ducklings were awakened by their mother pecking at their feathers and beaks, making sure they were looking their very best, ready to visit the farmyard. After a breakfast of pondweed and mosquito larvae, the family was ready for their journey over to the farmyard on the other side of the field next to the large oak tree.
"Whee!"
quacked the ducklings, hardly able to contain themselves, as they saw the entrance to the farmyard. Mother Duck told her ducklings to stay close by her side, as there were so many animals and so much noise that she feared she would lose them. Oddy noticed a group of hens chuckling and pointing over at him in disbelief. Then the pigs, who were not known to be very discreet, grunted,
"What on earth happened to him? He's not at all like the rest of you. He's weird."
Then from every side of the farmyard, the comments grew more hurtful. He was the joke of the farmyard. With each remark, his head dropped further and further, and a little tear rolled down his beak. Mother Duck decided to take her family home and try again another day. But sadly, nothing changed. Every time he went to the farm, the other animals would make fun of him and call him names and say he didn't belong. One day, Oddy realized he would never belong there, and he ran away as far as his legs would carry him.
When he no longer had the strength to go any further, he took refuge in some long reeds next to the river, far, far away from the farmyard. He stayed there for many months until the winter set in, when the cold, starving duck was forced to leave the riverside in search of food. It was then that Oddie was caught by a man who took him home to his farm. He was pleased to have food and shelter, but in the days ahead he realized he had to escape. The farmer had two young children, Peter and Amelia, who were unkind to the animals. Peter would chase Oddie, throwing marbles at him. By this time, Oddie had grown quite a long neck, and Peter would use a walking stick to hook his neck as he walked past. Then he would tie him to a tree so that he could shoot at him with his new plastic-boned arrow. Amelia used to dress him in doll's clothing and push him around in her baby carriage. Terrified, Oddie once again ran away. He wandered from field to river, lonely and afraid. Flowers began to appear in the fields, and the sound of singing birds filled the spring air. Oddie decided to look for refuge at the same place he had found next to the river, because he knew he would not be disturbed there. But to his surprise, as he waded into the water, he was startled by two of the most beautiful white birds he had ever seen. "Wow, you are the most beautiful swan I have ever seen," the older swan called out to Oddie. "Yes, you are amazing," the younger said to him. "Swan," said Oddie, "you are mistaken. I am a duck." Smiling, they just shook their long, elegant necks and explained, "Someone must have lied to you. Look at your reflection. You are a beautiful swan." Oddie dropped his head in embarrassment and disbelief, and as he did, he caught a glimpse of his reflection mirrored in the still water. Shocked, he took another deeper look and was absolutely amazed. How could it be possible? He looked just like them. Like the warm sun on a cold, icy day, Oddie felt all those memories of pain and confusion were just melting away. It was as if scales had fallen from his eyes as he realized that he really was a swan. Although he was born in a duck's nest, that was not who he really was. He had always been a swan. This was the best day of his life. He felt a weight had lifted off his shoulders. For the first time ever, he felt free. Free to be himself. After telling his story to his new friends, the older of the two explained, "You were just lost for a while, not knowing who you were. If you ever forget again, just take a long look at your reflection in the water and remember, you are truly beautiful." In the days that followed, Oddie had never felt so comfortable in his skin as he did now. He was no longer afraid or ashamed, and he began to realize what he wanted to do. He flew back to the McGregor farm the next day, and as he landed in the river, he saw Mother Duck and his now very grown-up brothers and sisters on the riverbank. They would not have recognized him had he not spoken to them. They were shocked and ashamed at how they had treated Oddie. But before they could even say sorry, Oddie said, "I am not angry with you. You are part of my story, and I am so glad that I can love myself for who I am." "You are so beautiful, Oddie, in every way," said one of his brothers. What a reunion it was. As the ducks joined him in the water, he told them his story. "Let me show you where I saw my true self," he said. As they all looked at themselves in the water, he began to encourage them to see just how amazing they were.
I was born in the spring in a big farmyard, but I didn't fit in. I tried so hard. The animals laughed, they were really, really mean.
"You're the ugliest duckling we've ever seen. No, no, you don't belong. You look so funny and your neck's so long. No, no, you don't fit in. Your feet so big and your silly legs so thin."
so sore. Winter passed, spring had begun. I met some swans in the glowing sun. I saw myself in the water that day. All my sadness melted away. The swan I saw, I knew was me. The swan I saw was finally free.
Some questions and answers. Question. Have you ever felt a bit like Oddie? Like you were an ugly duckling? Felt like you were a failure or even a mistake? Answer. You are the best you ever. Wouldn't it be wise to ask the one who made you about who you are? We are made in his image and likeness. You're a chip off the old block, a piece, a part of the Papa Rock himself. You came from him. Question. Do you ever feel like you don't fit in with the crowd? Have other people said mean things about you and it hurt and confused you? Answer. You are loved. You don't have to look or act like anyone else to be beautiful or acceptable. You are beautiful and accepted because the God who made everything made you. You know what? He likes you. Whatever people might say, you are amazing because you are you. When you become comfortable in your skin, you can also forgive others, just like Oddie did. Question. Do you have a mirror? Answer. We are encouraged to look at Jesus as we would look into a mirror, not a shop window where you see what you could have or could become, but a mirror where you see yourself as God sees you. Jesus came as an example of us and for us, because like him, we are also children of God. We are his. There is no opinion greater than your heavenly dad's, and he put his life on the line in Jesus to prove to you how much you are worth to him. So, why don't you go and stand in front of the mirror right now? Do you see yourself? Now this time I want you to look deeply into your eyes until you see the smile of your Father God as he looks back at you. Point at yourself in the mirror and say this out loud. You are loved. You are valuable. You are beautiful. You are accepted. You are... Maybe you can think of some of your own really great things to say. Whenever you look into the mirror, ask your Father to show you what he sees in you. He loves to see your face and hear your voice and to tell you, you're amazing.
I look in the mirror, what do I see? The face of Jesus smiling at me. Such favor and grace, his love pours out of a smiling face. I'm valuable, I am loved, precious, born from above. In your smile I belong, I have been loved all along. Favorite place. You are happy to be in me. You found your favorite.